Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Snakes, illicit drugs, 20 balls. Hank Jr., you never know what you'll get. It's time for Story Time with Mickey Ryan.
Yes. Now you have your own intro.
JT, wow. Just
big time.
Clutch is always doing that.
Snakes.
You got the
20 balls.
You got the big voice guy to say 20 balls. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, that's awesome.
And illicit drugs.
Yeah, well, that too, yeah.
They were illicit. This would have been right around 1994 in another one of my many lives, and I was a television reporter at my hometown station. And in 94, I guess the remnants of Travelgate, the remnants of that investigation were going on. And also, I guess that was because I'm trying to remember back. There were a couple things that were sort of engulfing the White House at that point. I think the other one was Hillary Clinton's crime bill.
Right. Which, so like every reporter, if given the opportunity, would ask about those things.
Right now, that's the hottest thing going. It'd be like if, you know, Trump came here, you'd ask him about what's going on with denuclearization of, you know, North Korea, not other things. And so we have this huge meeting. I was working at KAIT in Jonesboro, Arkansas as a news reporter. It was my first TV job. And so they said, all right, Darcy Thomas, who later has had a great career, she may still be in Memphis at the Fox station there. They said, you and Mickey go to Blytheville. Hillary Clinton had written a book called It Takes a Village. And she was going to a bookstore in Blytheville, Arkansas called That Bookstore.
By the way, Blytheville, Arkansas, Blytheville has a T and an H in it.
It looks like Blytheville.
But it's like Blytheville.
Yeah, like Shedville. It's Blytheville. So she said, go, and this is like a poor Delta town, you know. She said, go to Blytheville. The news director said, you guys go to Blytheville. And Darcy, we were one-man bands. Like when I would go do a story, I shot all my own video, even myself in the video. I would just kind of guess at where I was and then walk around the camera and do my stand-up. Well, they said, okay, this is a pretty big deal. So you two go with each other. Darcy, you handle the hard news angle, and Mickey, you just talk about that she's in Blytheville. You handle the, you know, the fluff angle, because that was it's my strength as a reporter.
I could see that, though. Like, you would be the perfect fluff guy.
Right. So we get over there, and Darcy was just the best. So she's like, boots on the ground. Let's do our stand-ups here. Let's do this. We're going to do this. Let's frame this. When I walk into the shot, then you zoom out. I'm just like, okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yes, yes. She's like, what do you want? And a stand-up is, that's when the reporter's in the story. So it's like the reporter's voice, and somebody comes on camera, like the person you interviewed, then the reporter's voice and like footage of stuff. And then at some point in most stories, the reporter is in the story, like them. So today, blah, blah, blah. It's a reporter on camera. So that's your stand-up. She goes, where do you want to shoot your stand-up? I'm like, let's just shoot it right in the middle of Main Street with everything going on around me. And I'll just talk about how, you know, people in Blytheville, because it's a small, sleepy little town, that this is just such a huge day because there were satellite trucks, news organizations, chief among them at that time, the king of all news media was Nightline on ABC. So they send this guy, Chris Bury, and he's the reporter. And I'm telling Brent, that was the guy who was there. He's like, that guy's, it's a big deal. So here he is in Blytheville, Arkansas, you know, 3,000 people, whatever the census is that live there. So we're all shooting our stuff. Hillary does like she meets the press and, Hillary, can you tell us about Travelgate? No comment. I'm here to talk about my book. I'm here to see my friends in Blytheville. So everybody tries to get comments and no comments. She reads a section of the book. There's little kids in there. There's all kinds of people. It's bananas. So at one point, I shoot my stand-up right in the middle of Main Street in Blytheville, and I say, people in Blytheville are excited today as they've got a special visitor in town. It's a big day in the Delta. Just something stupid like that. And if my son is listening, I know that's a bad word. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were just fluffing it up.
I'm just fluffing it up. So as soon as I finish, I look at Darcy. She's behind the camera. She's like, it's good for me. So this guy, Chris Bury, he's sitting there like 3 feet outside the shot the whole time. It's a Nightline reporter, like a big deal.
He's a famous guy.
I worked the night shift, so we would sit and usually watch Nightline for a minute after the news and kind of get debriefed about the news. And he goes, "Hey, man, that was a great stand-up. Great." And I was like, "Oh, my gosh, thanks. Thank you, Mr. Bury." And he goes, "You mind if we use that on Nightline tonight?" And I was like, "I'd be honored."
That's your big break.
This is it, right?
Yeah.
They're going to hire me.
Straight to network news.
They're going to hire me.
From Harrisburg, Arkansas. 100%.
This is it. Chris Bury just asked to use my stand-up on Nightline. "Yes, sir, Mr. Bury," I said. He like touched me on the shoulder, like patted me on the shoulder. "Good job. We can't wait." So sure enough, man. Work like a dog. Rush back to the station. Each file our report runs on the 10 o'clock that night. We were each like live in the newsroom. I give my fluff angle. She gives the hard news angle. News goes off. News director, "Everybody stay. We're watching Mickey on Nightline." Because I told them, "They're going to put my stand-up in Nightline. They're putting it on here. They're putting me. I'm going to be on Nightline." The whole newsroom stayed. Some people even came back to watch it. Like, who had already been cut loose that day.
Like when you go watch like a big game, like a viewing of the big game.
Everybody was there.
Everybody was
there. Whole station. Everybody in town is watching because they'd been told. We have like 4 or 5 TVs up in the newsroom. It's on all of them. Turned up to 10. Fades to black after the final commercial. Nightline comes up. Theme plays. Ted Koppel. "Let's go to Chris Bury, who was in Arkansas today.
With the first lady."
And it cuts to like kind of grainy footage of First Lady Hillary Clinton left Washington this morning under a cloud of controversy. A 5:30 a.m. radio appearance yielded some tough questions. And it's like, "Tell us what's going on with Travelgate now." And so then it's like, "Then a quick flight to a poor spot in the Mississippi Delta where none of that seemed to register." And it was me. And I go, "Folks in Blytheville are excited to see the First Lady today. It's a big day in the Delta." Boom. And then it cuts to this guy. And despite him not knowing what was going on, and then it just goes from there. And I mean, I've never been so embarrassed in my life. And the news
director. You're red now talking about it.
The news director looked at me and he knew I just wanted to die. And he's like, "Well, at least you were on Nightline." "All right, everybody, let's talk about tomorrow." Around here, none of that seemed to register.
Hillary Clinton.
Look at this guy.
So, you were going to get your network gig there, and instead,
what you get for fluffing it up.
Hanging out with us.
It was so fluffy. Around here, none of that seemed to register.
Story time with Mickey.